The Charter Review Commission voted to put a council-manager form of government on the ballot on November. Under the council-manager form of government, voters elect a six-person city council and a mayor, each to four-year terms. They have term limits of 12 years. You also get a city manager who is a professionally trained expert to run the day-to-day operations of the city. In this way, you have our elected officials making policy, setting budgets, and reflecting the wishes of the people, and you have a professional administrator who can run the day-to-day operations of the city.
So what is your pitch then for the city manager versus the current system, the commission style form of government?
The council manager form of government does three things much better. First, it does a better job of representing the people's wishes. You have seven members who are able to get elected and reflect what the people want. You also get a much better efficiency as the administrator is able to maximize the taxpayers' dollar and to cut costs, and also to really sort of take the politics out of City Hall and the administration of services, and to get rid of sort of the sort of fraud and waste in the system.
So do you think that there will be a cost savings then between this new system versus the current system?
Yeah, I think there's going to be very significant cost savings. We've done an extensive financial analysis of the proposed charter, and we estimate the savings at between $140,000 to $500,000 in savings for the taxpayers. The savings come primarily in two ways. First, by eliminating the five political deputies. That saves over $500,000 in taxpayer money. The other big savings that comes from squeezing the five silos that you have under the commission form of government and sort of getting rid of the mid-level bureaucracy and getting that kind of efficiency.
So under the new charter then, let's talk about the salaries that would be there for both the mayor, because this has a mayor as well as a city manager. Yep. So for the mayor and the city council, and then also for the city manager position itself.
So we voted to set the salary for the mayor at $40,000 and the salary for the city council members at $14,500. We thought it was important for voters to know what they would be getting paid rather than just to let the elected officials set their own salaries. The big change that we made was in not allowing having taxpayer-funded health care for the city council members. That saves $18,000 per city council member. We also set a provision that that city council members and mayors can no longer receive any taxpayer-funded benefits or health care after they leave office.
Now, what about for the city manager position?
The city manager would receive $125,000. That is a pretty reasonable estimate for what these people receive.
Now, how would the city manager, just sort of back to basics, when we were talking about the city manager position itself, would the council choose the manager? Would the people choose the manager? What is the system that's going to be in place?
Okay. The city manager is chosen by the city council and mayor. Under the charter, the city manager is required to have a graduate degree in public administration or public finance, as well as 5 years of experience. In contrast, the political deputy commissioners that we have now, there's no education requirement and there is no experience requirement. A city manager is also explicitly forbidden from being involved in any kind of political or campaign activities. In contrast, the political deputies, the commissioners that we have now, are allowed to host fundraisers and allowed to run campaigns and get involved in the politics of the city.
So would the city manager serve a certain number of years, or would they serve a term? How long are they going to be there?
The city manager serves at the pleasure of the city council and the mayor. At any time, a majority of the city council can vote to terminate the city manager's contract.
Now that the Charter Commission has approved the document that's going to be going to voters in November, what is there left to do now? There's a lot of education work, right?
We are starting the Ask Me About a Charter initiative. We're going to have buttons. We're going to have tables and booths all around the city for citizens to come and ask us any questions that are on their mind about the charter and how it would work. And if you're interested in having us for a house party, you can email us at saratogacharter@gmail.com.